曾经唯一一个偷走高考试卷的神人杨博如今怎么样了？
What happened to Yang Bo, the only person who ever stole exam papers?
他凭一己之力
He relied on his own strength.
让六百多万考生抱头痛哭，造就史上最难高考。
The hundreds of thousands of candidates cried and sobbed, which created the most difficult high school entrance exam in history.
改写了六百万考生命运。
Wrote 6 million lives.
2003年那一年，那一年太难了。
In 2003, that year was too difficult.
你知道那一年发生了什么事吗？那
Do you know what happened that year?
有个傻子。
A fool.
有个傻子。
A fool.
妈的偷卷子。
Damn, he stole the roll.
你知道吗
？Do you know?
没有团队。
No team.
没有科技。
Without technology.
他是如何单枪匹马的偷走试卷的呢？
How did he steal the exam papers alone?
杨博
Yang Bo
1984年出生于四川省南充市南部县的一个普通农民家庭。
Born in 1984, he came from a normal farmer family in Nanfu County, Nanqing City, Sichuan Province.
在2002年的第一次高考
In the first high school entrance exam in 2002,
他因为过度紧张
He was so nervous that
遗憾落榜
Unfortunately, failed the exam
带着不甘心
With a sense of disappointment
他踏上了2003年的复读之路
He embarked on his second round of studies in 2003
大家可能还记得2003年是个非常特殊的年份
Everyone may still remember that 2003 was a very special year.
因为非典肆虐
Because of the SARS epidemic.
高考不仅顶着巨大的防疫压力
The Gaokao National Higher Education Entrance Examination not only faces immense pressure from the COVID-19 pandemic, but also...
而且还是历史上第一次将考试时间从七月提前到了六月，时间紧迫。
Moreover, it was the first time in history that the exam date was moved from July to June, making the schedule very tight.
加上考前两个月的模拟考试里
，In addition to the 2 month mock exams,
杨博的成绩就像坐了过山车一样。
Yang Bo's grades were like a roller coaster.
忽上忽下，眼看着六月的高考
Suddenly rising and falling, I watched the June college entrance exams.
马上就要到了，这哥们儿彻底慌了，整夜整夜的失眠。人在极度焦虑的时候
He's about to panic. He's been sleepless for days, and he's in a state of extreme anxiety.
往往会做出一些碳基生物难以理解的决定。
Often make decisions that carbon-based life forms find difficult to understand.
他觉得，与其把命运交给考场上的临场发挥
He thought it was better to leave the outcome to chance than to rely on his performance in the exam.
不如把命运交给自己灵活的小手
Instead, let's give our fate to our nimble hands.
他决定去把高考试卷给偷出来
He decided to go and steal the exam papers.
杨博的装备是什么呢
？What equipment does Yang Bo have？
一把小钳子。
A small pair of pliers.
一把改锥。
A chisel.
一把铅笔刀。
A pencil sharpener.
这就是他的全部家当。
This is all his family has.
为了这次行动。
For this action.
他在考前一个月以社会实践的名义
He, 1 month before the exam,
先后三次去南部县教育局踩点
visited the Southern County Education Bureau 3 times,
把整栋大楼的内部构造保密室的具体位置
keep the specific location of the secure room within the entire building's internal structure secret
摸的是门清
这么精彩的视频
This is a very exciting video.
真想在开车的时候听。
I really want to.
我那台2021款宝马5系放瓜子卖了，卖了24万。
Listen to my 2021 BMW 5 Series selling watermelon selling 240,000.
瓜子比车商给的价高了 10%。
The price of the peanuts is 10% higher than the price offered by the car dealer.
为啥卖这么高?
Why are you selling at such a high price?
因为我瓜子卖给了个人。
Because I sold the melon seeds to an individual.
没有中间商低价收加价卖。
No middleman, low price, buy directly from the manufacturer.
买家也省了不少钱。
Buyers also saved a lot of money.
你们如果要卖车
If you want to sell your car,
我推荐瓜子卖给个人价更高。
时间来到2003年6月5日凌晨。
I recommend selling melon seeds to individuals at a higher price.
杨博带着他的破铜烂铁三件套出发了。
Yang Bo set off with his collection of broken and worn out items.
当时的安保可谓是一言难尽。
The security at that time was truly terrible.
值班人员不是在呼呼大睡。
The on-duty personnel are not sleeping soundly.
就是在快乐地搓麻将。杨博轻松潜入大楼。
He happily entered the building while playing mahjong.
他的聪明的智商开始占领高地。
His clever intelligence began to dominate.
他知道保密室可能有红外线报警装置。
He knew that the safe room might have an infrared alarm.
于是顺藤摸瓜，在一楼和二楼的转角处。
Then, following the clues, we searched the corners of the first and second floors.
摸到了电源控制开关。
Touched the power control switch.
啪的一下，把电给断了。
A sudden power outage.
随后。
Subsequently.
他在楼下杂物间找了一把破竹梯。
He found a broken ladder in the downstairs storage room.
顺着外墙爬到了二楼保密室的窗户边。
Climbed along the exterior wall to the window of the second floor safe room.
顺利钻进了保密室。
Successfully entered the secure room.
看着一排排贴着封条的铁皮柜。
Looking at a row of cabinets with seals.
杨博仿佛看到了自己光明的未来。
Yang Bo seemed to see his bright future.
哎，他撬开柜子。
He opened the cabinet.
用铅笔刀划开绝密档案袋。
Use a penknife to cut open the confidential file bag.
如愿以偿地拿到了试卷。
Finally got the exam paper.
为了防止警方顺藤摸瓜。
To prevent the police from tracing the source.
查出他是个文科生。
He was found to be a humanities student.
他不仅偷走了文科的语数。
He not only stole the humanities subjects.
宾和文综。
Ying he went on.
还贴心地顺走了一套理科卷子。
They also thoughtfully sent over a set of science exam papers.
他天真地以为这叫释放烟雾弹。
He naively thought this was a smoke bomb.
却不知道自己多拿一份。
However, I didn't know that I would get an extra one.
就多留下了几枚罪证的指纹。
He left a few fingerprints behind.
随后。
Subsequently,
他回到外面的出租屋。
He returned to the rented room outside.
美滋滋地做了一遍试卷，跟书本对好答案，背得滚瓜烂熟。
After reviewing the exam questions and answers, and memorizing the answers by rote,
然后把作案工具一把火全烧了。
Then burn all the tools used in the crime with fire.
安心地睡起了大觉。
I slept soundly.
杨博士睡踏实了。
Dr. Yang is sleeping soundly.
但此时的南部县教育局马上就要面临一场大地震。
But at this time, the Nambu County Education Bureau was about to face a major earthquake.
6月5日下午1点。
5 o'clock in the afternoon, June 5th.
四川省南充市南部县公安局副局长杨林富照例对保密室进行考前最后一次巡查。
As the deputy director of the Nanping County Public Security Bureau in Nanching City, Sichuan Province, Yang Linfu made his final inspection of the secret room before the exam.
当他推开门，看到窗户上被撕毁的封条和被撬弯的钢筋时，
When he pushed open the door and saw the torn seal and bent steel bars on the window，
这位副局长只觉得大脑瞬间缺氧。
This deputy director felt that his brain suddenly lacked oxygen。
眼前一阵阵发黑。
A series of blackouts。
高考试卷被盗了。
The exam papers were stolen。
在场的所有工作人员冷汗瞬间湿透了后背。
The staff present were all drenched in cold sweat。
他们很清楚。
They are very clear。
如果处理不好。
If not handled properly。
大家就不是丢饭碗的事了。
It's not just about losing a job anymore。
而是得排队领一副银手镯。
Instead, you have to queue up to get a silver bracelet.
案件火速逐级上报，高层震怒。
The case was quickly reported to the higher authorities, causing them to be furious.
为了防止试题进一步外泄，
To prevent further leakage of the exam questions.
中央不仅指派了有着中国福尔摩斯之称的刑侦专家巫国庆，火速赶往现场。
In addition, the central authorities dispatched Wu Guoqing, known as the Chinese Sherlock Holmes, to the scene quickly.
南部县更是第一时间切断了全市所有的网络和移动通讯信号。
Furthermore, Nanbu County also cut off all network and mobile communication signals in the entire city.
那两天
Those 2 days...
外地人给南部县打手机或者小灵通，全都会显示是空号。
When someone from outside the southern county calls on a mobile phone or a small telephone, it will always be displayed as an invalid number.
整个县城瞬间变成了一座密不透风的信息。
The entire county town instantly turned into a fortress of information.
孤岛。
Island.
吴国庆到达现场后，
When Wu Guoqing arrived on the scene,
立刻展开了地毯式的排查。
Immediately launched a thorough investigation.
警方先是走访了县城里所有的打印店和复印店。
The police first interviewed all the printing shops and photocopying shops in the county.
又在网上进行钓鱼侦查。
Also, I am conducting fishing reconnaissance online.
结果毫无音讯
，No results。
这就直接排除了团伙为了利益作案的动机。
This directly eliminates the motive of the gang acting for profit。
接着
，Then，
警方对教育局内部的保安
，Police investigate the security personnel of the education bureau。
电工甚至送奶工人进行了排查
，Electricians and milk delivery workers were also checked。
结果指纹和不在场证明
Fingerprint and alibi
全都对不上
All wrong
内部作案的可能也被排除了
The possibility of the perpetrator being inside has also been ruled out
吴国庆敏锐地判断出嫌疑人只有一个
Wu Guoqing's keen judgment pointed to only one suspect
而且大概率是本地的一名应届考生偷卷子不为牟利
And it is highly likely that it was a local recent graduate who cheated not for profit.
单纯就是为了给自己提高分数。
Just to improve my score.
既然原卷已经泄露。
Since the original manuscript has been leaked.
原定于6月7日启用的。
Originally scheduled to open on June 7th.
全国 A 卷是绝对不能用了。
The Gaokao National High School Entrance Examination is absolutely not suitable.
千钧一发之际
At the critical moment,
国家紧急下达指令
The country issued an emergency order.
全国所有使用这套试卷的地区直接废弃原卷，启用备用卷
All regions using this test paper directly discard the original paper and use the backup paper.
也就是后来让人闻风丧胆的 B 卷。
That's the B-level exam that made people terrified.
这一下，一场席卷全国600多万考生的风暴降临了。2003年的数学备用卷
This time, the storm that swept across over 600,000 exam takers in 2003.
被称为史上最难的高考。
The most difficult exam in history.
数学卷。
Math book.
它的难度直接从困难飙升到了地狱。超纲的题型，巨大且繁琐的计算量。
His difficulty directly soared from difficult to hell level with huge and cumbersome calculation amounts.
甚至连平时放在最后压轴的大题
Even the main topic, which was usually presented last.
这次竟然被随便放在了前面的小题里
This time, it was just casually placed in the front, which was quite embarrassing.
那一年，无数考生从开考到结束
That year, countless examinees from the start to the end
都是一脸懵，在考场里一边算一边哭。
Everyone was confused and crying while calculating.
考完数学走出考场的时候
After taking the math exam, I walked out of the exam room.
那场面简直是听者伤心。
The scene was heartbreaking to witness.
闻者流泪。
The audience wept.
据后来的老考生回忆
According to later alumni recollections,
那一年不仅题难
That year was not only difficult,
天都是黑的试卷
The test is a black sheet.
虽然换了考试也结束了
Although the exam is over,
但案子还没破
But the case hasn't been solved yet.
因为锁定了作案人群
Because the perpetrators have been identified.
是本地考生。
Local candidate.
6月12日。
June 12th.
南部县要求所有高考生返校。
Southern County requires all high school graduates to return to school.
借着填报志愿。
Through volunteering.
完善个人电子档案的名义。
Complete personal electronic records.
对所有考生进行大规模的指纹采集。
Massive fingerprint collection for all candidates.
做贼心虚的杨博一听要录指纹。
Yang Bo, who was feeling guilty, heard that they were going to take his fingerprints.
心里立刻警铃大作。
My heart immediately went into alarm.
但他没有选择投案自首。
But he didn't choose to surrender himself for investigation.
而是自作聪明地跑到小卖部。
Instead, he cleverly ran to the small shop.
买了一管502强力胶水。
Bought a tube of 502 super glue.
狠狠地涂在了自己的手指肚上。
He smeared it all over his fingertips.
企图把指纹纹路给破坏掉。
Trying to destroy the fingerprint patterns.
当杨博排到队伍。
When Yang Bo stood in line.
前面机器死活扫不出他的指纹时
When the machine kept failing to scan his fingerprints,
立刻引起了现场刑侦专家的注意
Immediately attracted the attention of on-site forensic experts.
看着他手指上白花花的一层胶水
Looking at the white, sticky residue on his fingers,
民警一眼就看穿了他的小把戏
The police immediately saw through his trick.
直接拉着他去水龙头底下
Pull him directly under the faucet
用特殊的洗涤剂
Use a special detergent
强行洗了三次手
I tried washing my hands 3 times, but it didn't work
硬生生把胶水给搓了下来
Chen Sheng rubbed the glue into a ball
指纹重新采集一对比严丝合缝
Recollect fingerprints and compare them
直接锁定
Direct lock.
2003年8月
August 2003.
案件宣判19岁的杨博因犯非法获取国家秘密罪
The case was decided and 19-year-old Yang Bo was found guilty of illegally obtaining state secrets.
被判处有期徒刑
Sentenced to imprisonment.
7年
7 years.
而那些在案发当晚打麻将、睡觉的安保人员和相关领导也因为玩忽职守
And the security personnel and related leaders who were playing mahjong and sleeping at the scene also because of their negligence
被判处了数年有期徒刑或者降级处罚等
sentenced to several years of imprisonment or reduced sentence.
高考成绩出来以后
After the college entrance exam results are released,
所有人一看杨博的成绩单全都沉默了。
Everyone else was completely drowned out by Yang Bo's grades.
在没有原题被迫做地狱级难度备用卷的情况下
Without being forced to do a regional level difficulty practice exam,
杨博的最终高考成绩居然是515分。
Yang Bo's final high school exam score was actually 515 points.
这个分数足足高出了当年四川省的本科录取分数线。
This score is significantly higher than the undergraduate admission score line in Sichuan province.
也就是说，以他的真实水平
，That is at his true level.
他哪怕不偷卷子，上个好点的本科
，Even if he doesn't steal a better undergraduate degree from the roll,
也是手拿把掐的事儿。
It's a matter of grabbing and pinching.
但是因为对自己极度的不自信
However, due to their extreme lack of self-confidence,
因为一次模拟考试的波动
due to the fluctuation of a mock exam,
他选择向魔鬼出卖灵魂本科
He chose to sell his soul to the devil in his sophomore year.
用自己聪明的头脑考出未来
Use your clever mind to predict the future.
却偏偏用了自己那双不老实的手。
However, he stubbornly used his own dishonest hands.
亲手把自己的大好前程砸了个稀巴烂。
To ruin one's own promising future with one's own hands.
这可真是聪明反被聪明误。
This is truly a case of being smart but being mistaken.
明明是块金子。
Although he is a golden boy,
非要把自己扔进泥潭里
Don't throw yourself into the mud.